Amelia, you were referred to our service due to experiencing domestic abuse in your past. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your experience?
Well, it started when my mum and dad split up when I was age 4, after my mum decided she was a lesbian. Her first partner was introduced then, and there was violence going on between them two, but it was on both parts. Me and my sister were sheltered from it, my sister more so than me. She was oblivious to what was going on, but I knew what was going on. The second partner was brought in when I was 12. She was most definitely the most abusive. She wasn't just abusive towards my mum, though, it was towards me. There was a time my mum was pinned down to the ground by her, and she was about to hurt my mum when I hit her over the head and yelled at her constantly to get off her before she went for me. My sisters were upstairs at the time, safe away from it, so they didn't know what was going on. But, yeah.
You didn't get on with that partner at all, did you?
Definitely not. I was kicked out a couple of times because of her, and my dad didn't have the room for me, so I ended up back at my mum's constantly. I was kept more as a slave in that house, doing all the work and stuff for her.
Did you see yourself as, like, kind of a young carer?
When the partner left, my mum had a problem with alcohol and drugs, so I became the young carer, looking after my mum and my sister. After 2 years of me and my mum arguing, we realised we are nothing alike, we don't get on at all, and all that stuff, so I moved out to live with my aunt.
So what are your feelings like now about your situation?
Well, I'm extremely anxious and paranoid at times. I have an emotional problem. I can't get to grip with my emotions and end up crying for no reason. I also have depression, but yeah, that all stems from that, really.
So what do you think about Operation Encompass then?
If Operation Encompass was around when I was young, it would have done me the world of good. Possibly the teachers wouldn't have been so standoff. They wouldn't have yelled at me all the time when I acted up. They would have understood what was going on. I wouldn't have been bullied as much. They wouldn't ask me why I was so quiet all the time. They would just, yeah, I wouldn't be alone.
Lovely. Thanks for sharing your story.